Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
All right. What's the recap from last night's meeting? Good one?
Yes. Got some postponements. We did get a lot done. We started with our pre-applications, our non-binding discussions, and the first one was Temple Shalom. They are looking to increase the capacity of their existing nursery school from 109 to 148 students. And the commission naturally noted that the biggest issue was going to be concerns about drop-off and pick-up and traffic management. So they had just explained what they were looking for in that regard before they come back for their final site plan. Then we talked to the Bellinona restaurant. That's over at 280 Railroad Avenue. They just received an approval recently to do an expansion. They have completed that work, and now they are looking to come for zoning approval, interestingly, for outdoor dining. I say it that way because, as you probably know, we have a House bill that allows for the outdoor dining that was approved under the executive orders to be extended. Bellinona has said, you know, is utilizing that, but is also saying we'd like to have an approval to do this for the following years. And one of the things that's kind of interesting about that property is there's underground parking that not many people know about. So there's considerably more parking over there. And that's obviously going to be one of the biggest issues and concern for the commission. So other than that, they talked about kitchen capacity and bathroom capacity and things along those lines that they would need to sort out before coming back. And then we looked at the Bruce Museum, another pre-application. They want to enclose a patio, and it addresses some security concerns of theirs. Basically, a lot of talk about when they should go to the Architecture Review Committee and when they should come back to the commission, but either way, it was well received. A house that was approved at 3 Perkley Lane, that's just a coastal area management house that moved along pretty quickly. Several postponements after that, we did not hear 196 Shore Road or 16 Prospect Street, and we did not hunt at 8 and 14 Fox Run Lane, although the commission made a finding in the end that it was not a subdivision or re-subdivision. So we'll see that for future development, I'm sure. Then 53 Forest Avenue, that was postponed. We didn't hear that. So that took us to the main event of the evening, which was 124 Old Mill Road. That is the foundation house. We've talked about that quite a bit here. They have proposed eventually what they've come in for is a philanthropic use. This is the Mel Gibson estate, if you will. I think that's how most of us know the property. So we went through several potential conditions for the property in terms of reporting back to the commission on whether or not what they've presented will happen with traffic is in fact the way the site functions, and how they're going to deal with tents versus the new barn for the event space that they're going to put up, how many events they will have a month. All of those kinds of issues were discussed at length. The grist mill and whether it should be preserved or restored, and we want both, by the way, but how that's going to happen and under and who will pay for it was discussed. So in the end, it was closed. No action was taken on that decision. I think the commission wants to have some time to think that one through, but I would expect that we would have a decision at the next meeting. And then we had two homes that are over 150,000 cubic feet in volume, which is what brought them to the commission. Both of them were approved. One was at 229 Round Hill Road, and the other was at 407 Round Hill Road. And that rounded out the meeting.
All right. When's the next meeting, and what do you early have on the agenda?
The next meeting is April 27th. We are meeting today to, staff to finalize that agenda because there's a lot on it. Obviously, some of the postponements from this meeting will make the cut. We have our much-awaited inclusionary zoning regulations, which we intend to put on. That's the moderate-income dwelling unit regulations, which now have an affordability component and more requirements in terms of including below-market rate units than had been in the regulation previously. So this has been under the moratorium for a year, and we'll be hearing those changes on the 27th. The Smilo Cancer Center is scheduled for the 27th as of right now, but we'll see if that that stays on because it's looking like a large agenda. Also, the Housing Trust Fund that you've heard me talk about a little bit here and there, we are looking to put some of that language on this meeting also so that we can get that ready to submit to the RTM and start that process with them.
All right.
So a lot going on.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, a good reception by the Board of Selectmen to the trust fund.
Yes, in fact, everywhere that we've gone around to talk about it, there's been questions naturally, but nothing that seemed to be too difficult to overcome or address. So I think it is well received. But you know, with these things, I think you need to kind of submit it and get into it and really explain it to people and let them dive into it. So for right now, it's great, and I think it's well received, and hopefully it stays that way because it's a very important part of our overall plan for affordable housing.
All right, great, Katie. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.